I got involved in politics about 20 years ago, and I suppose I was interested in a number of different issues. So I was involved in a lot of campaigns. I was an activist from a young age, and they would have ranged from being involved in anti-war protests and campaigns, and being involved in some environmental ones, and then also some campaigns around LGBT rights.
You were mayor of Fingal County Council, and you were the first openly gay mayor, or the first openly gay chair of a county council in Ireland. How important do you think that was in terms of sending out a message of visibility and encouraging LGBT people into politics?
Well, I'm not sure that it was particularly important or significant. I suppose at that stage, we already had several members of the Oireachtas who were openly LGBT, so I think it was just another small step forward for people being openly LGBT in politics.
Would you say it's important for people who are going into politics that they are, I suppose, open about their sexuality, maybe to encourage other people who would have interest in politics that you don't have to sacrifice your personal life in order to be a politician?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously preferable, I think, for people to be as open as they can, I suppose, for their own good as much as anything else, so it's not a kind of a weight on their shoulders. And that doesn't just go for people's sexual orientation, that goes for everything really in politics. I mean, if you want to be able to do it well, you don't want to be carrying these things on your shoulders for certain, yeah.
In terms of your own campaigning, how important are LGBT issues? I mean, would they be part of your platform? I suppose there'd be a perception that LGBT issues are more of a national, kind of for a national debate, but can they play a part in local government?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm personally very interested in LGBT issues, and it's something that I try and get involved in as much as possible. At the same time, I wouldn't want to overstate the role of local government at the moment, and certainly the powers of local councils. Most of the time of a councillor and councillors is spent on very kind of local and small issues that the council's involved directly with. So they wouldn't be necessarily LGBT specific. I think most of the things that need to be addressed for the LGBT community, it is through national legislation, such as the continuing ETHOS opt-out that can lead to discrimination against LGBT teachers, for example. I mean, that could be raised by local councillors, but it can only be fixed really by the Dáil and through change in legislation. So there's a small role, obviously, that councillors can play in raising these issues and supporting campaigns. But primarily, I think it's at a national level that they need to be addressed.
Do you think then, running as a local councillor, would you be concerned that you might be pigeonholed as a gay candidate? Is that a challenge for you, or, you know, for all openly gay candidates?
I don't find it as a particular challenge for myself at all, I suppose, because I'm involved in a very wide range of issues. But, I mean, that would go for people who are running for councils or for Europe or the Dáil, that they will generally not want to be associated just with issues that are relevant to one particular section of society or community. Now, obviously, LGBT issues are relevant to everybody, but they're of primary concern mainly to LGBT people and their friends and families. So that goes across the board. If you want to achieve, I suppose, electoral success, you have to address issues that are of primary concern to most of society. And you don't get to choose, I suppose, as a candidate what those are. You can have some say in it, all right, but you knock on 1,000 doors and it's very, very clear, you know, what different issues people raise. And if you're oblivious to the various different issues that people raise, you may not get elected then. So it's certainly, you know, in terms of electoral politics, I mean, a public representative, you have to be very conscious of that, of what you want to bring to it, but also what the people who would be supporting you or might be voting for you want you to raise.
And then just, I suppose, finally, as we wrap up, as an independent candidate, is there kind of any special appeal that holds? We see independents doing very well in the opinion polls at the moment. I suppose a counter-argument would be that independents are somewhat isolated, that they don't have the backup of a party, and that can hinder your ability to get things done, really. So is it a challenge being an independent candidate in that sense?
Well, certainly if you're an independent, you don't have the same sort of resources or backing the party candidates have in terms of, you know, the finance sometimes that parties bring to campaigns and the bodies and that. But at the same time, my experience is that if you're in a party, that can also be a hindrance. And I suppose I feel I'd have a closer relationship now to people when I'm meeting them. I don't have the intermediary of a party, and a close relationship to a lot of community activists who feel that I'm, you know, directly representing their interests rather than the diktats that might come from a party centrally. So, you know, just pluses and minuses to it. It certainly probably is more work being an independent, and you do have to do more stuff, but I do feel also that you can have a closer relationship with people by being an independent.
And just a final question then, Cian, for our listeners who are living in the Howth Malahide ward, why should they give Councillor Cian O'Callaghan their number one vote?
I would just say that I've been a very strong representative for the area over the last 5 years. Been very strong on planning and protecting the areas from over zoning and over development, and I've been very strong in challenging other councillors, for example, who've been, you know, claiming expenses to attend international conferences, and I've been very strong on a number of different issues. So I just ask people for their support on that basis.
Cian O'Callaghan, thank you very much.